B'tachon for Life, Shir 733, Wednesday, Parshas Re'eh. We are explaining the importance of separating ourselves from what's going on in the world. A shidduch crisis, a parnasa crisis, a housing crisis, whatever crisis is being manufactured out there. If we separate ourselves and view ourselves under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection, we will be zeichet to Yeshua. And we want to just add one point to this discussion. It's a concept that we mentioned a few weeks ago in the Kedusha Shiurim. We mentioned a concept that the Arizal writes that the right hand is a mashal to the Midas HaChesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the left hand is the Midas HaDin of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something with his right hand, it's represented by the Midas HaChesed. Of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a right hand, but it's a mashal. When the Ribbono Shel Olam uses his right hand, so to speak, it's Midas HaChesed. When the Ribbono Shel Olam uses his left hand, so to speak, it's Rachmana Litzlan, Midas HaDin. And that's why a person puts tefillin on his left hand to hold down the Midas HaDin, so to speak. There's various concepts that are explained with this understanding. But let's understand on a practical level what this means. What does it mean that the right hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam is chesed and the left hand is din? It's a very fundamental concept, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us and to the rest of the world. The right hand is the more powerful hand. When you do something with your right hand, you are more active in what you are doing. The left hand in most people is weaker. So when you're doing something with your left hand, it means you're not as involved in what you're doing. That's the difference between chesed and din. When you see chesed, what you're seeing is an active involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always actively involved. But when you see a demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, so to speak, the right hand, that's Midas HaChesed. Midas HaDin, Rachmana Litzlan, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls back. He doesn't get as involved, so to speak, in what's going on. Again, everything, of course, is detailed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the finest detail. But it's not something that we see. There's a hester upon him. That's the left hand. The Ribbono Shel Olam demonstrates as if he's pulling back, as if he's not as involved, like a person's left hand. So that's the difference between chesed and din. If you want to experience chesed, you have to have the Ribbono Shel Olam's right hand, so to speak. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is experiencing din, that's chas v'shalom, the left hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not show himself so openly. That's the difference between chesed and din. And this is a key to be able to experience bracha, to be able to live a life with chesed, versus Rachmana Litzlan, a person that experiences negative situations. It's all about how involved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the open. Is it his right hand, so to speak, or his left hand? We'll Be'ezer Hashem continue this explanation.